Julie Luxinger is with me here in the studio. Julie is a former radio volunteer and event planner, I do believe, and now she's just joining us for a different reason. Thanks so much for being here, Julie.
Absolutely. It is great to be back in the studio with you.
Good. I'm glad it brings you a good vibe. Just super fun to have you here, and super fun to have you here talking about a super fun thing. Big festival coming up in Finland. You are the executive director of the Finland Minnesota Historical Society, which basically means plan this event. And tell us, first of all, before we even talk about the event, why is this event out here? It's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser for the Heritage Site, which is just outside of Finland on Highway 6. And yep. It's this little gem up on the North Shore. And specifically right now, we are fundraising for a timber frame pavilion, which is our next big project at the site. And it will really create a new gathering space. And on top of that, we also continue to update our museum and our trails that we have and just all the great things going on at the Heritage Site.
Wonderful. All right. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening. I believe it's the first weekend in August.
Actually, it is the second. Oh. It is August 12th.
Oh, I'm glad you caught my error.
Which is a Saturday. And it is always the second Saturday in August.
Okay.
And this festival has been going on for 23 years.
No way.
And it has grown from being just an open marketplace to just music to this new Tori Finnish Marketplace and Music Festival. And it really serves several purposes. One is to bring community and folks from near and far together to celebrate and to share a day of music and for artists to feature their wares for sale. And we have added a lot of events to make it a place where you can come and spend the day.
Yeah.
So first, let's talk about the marketplace.
Okay.
I can kind of go down the list of cool things.
Yeah.
And we have over 25 vendors this year.
Whew.
And the marketplace, you can stroll through the Heritage Site and stop at these different booths. And we have everything from large wooden pieces to homemade jam, maple syrup, some new pottery this year, which is going to be amazing. We just have folks from the area selling cool things in the marketplace.
And there are many artistically and culinarily inclined people in the area.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about the culinary aspect next.
Okay.
We have great food at this festival.
You do have great food. Tell us about it.
One of the things that we're famous for in Finland is Bonnie's fresh fried herring sandwich. And she literally batters it right there, fries it up, and it is served on a bun, and it is amazing. And she features that every year. We also have some, you know, fun things like root beer floats and popcorn. On the grill, very Finnish, is grilled sweet corn and sausages, so brats and hot dogs right off the grill. And then new this year, Craig Luxinger, who happens to be my husband and a chef in our area with Upper Lakes Foods, he is setting up a grill and doing a grilled pork chop on a stick with a homemade lingonberry sauce. So very Finnish flair there.
Wow.
And you can come for the day and stay for the music. It is going to kick off with Thug, which is our hometown Two Harbors ukulele group. And they always kick off this event for us. And it just kind of sets the mood for a fun and festive day. And then up next will be John Agaki. And he is local to Duluth. And he writes his own sea chanties.
Oh.
And he was here with us last year. And this year he will be back for a longer set. And then we have Jean LaFond and Amy Grillo. And you can check them out on Spotify if you don't know them.
Local favorites.
Local favorites, yes. We just love them. And they are going to be opening, if you would say, for Charlie Parr, who is a bit of a legend. And I'm just so excited that we have him playing with us this year.
Charlie Parr seems to just really love to be local with us.
He does.
Joy for us.
And, you know, he travels the world.
I know.
And I love that he plays in Europe 1 month and Finland, Minnesota the next. I mean, it's kind
we'll
of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he has such a beautiful fire about him. I know that when I was hearing him in Silver Bay, you know, there was a large crowd, hundreds and hundreds. But everyone was really having a good time. And, you know, I wouldn't say it was an overly enthusiastic crowd for the music he was playing until he was kind of threatening to wrap it up. And then suddenly everyone is cheering and standing up and begging him to stay. And then he really let loose with some a cappella song that was just pretty amazing. And he can engage the crowd, that's for sure.
Well, and we're doing something a little different this year. We have a huge tent. You were there last year, so you know how spacious this tent is.
Yep.
And last year, we had a lot of vendors and things under the tent. We have moved all of that throughout the Heritage Site. And that huge tent is going to be for people to sit and listen to music and gather and visit. We will have some make and take art going on under there, which is something that was really fun that we started last year. We are going to have this huge space for people to hang out. And in front of that, there is a huge grassy area in front of the stage in case someone might want to dance a bit.
Oh, good.
So we just really want to embrace this music vibe that we're going to have.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of people having a lot of space to just hang out because there's always so much visiting going on and reminiscing
and
reunioning. And
a chair or a you know, a blanket to throw down at the site, that would be welcomed as well. But yeah, people are just going to be able to visit and catch up and spend the day with us.
Tell us the time frame and tell us where the word Tori comes from.
Tori is the Finnish word for marketplace.
Okay.
Yep. Simple. And time frame, it kicks off at 10 a.m. With music and the marketplace. And we haven't even talked about something really fun this year is Duluth Goat Yoga. Now, they are coming up for the day and setting up. And if you if you're not familiar with Goat Yoga, check them out. If you go to our website, which is FinlandMNHistoricalSociety.com, just today I posted a clip from the lift on WDIO about goat yoga. And you actually are striking yoga poses with tiny goats that hang out with you. And they are friendly and fun, and they are going to be there for the whole day. And they have an actual studio in Duluth where you can do a full class, but we decided to have them come for the day, and they will also be set up down by our museum on a large grassy area. And all of these things are free. There is no cost of admission other than for the food. The food is for sale in the marketplace, of course. But the music and the goat yoga and the make and take crafts, we're just asking for donations if you're inclined when you're there throughout the day.
Okay. And I just have to clarify about goat yoga. These are actual small animals?
Yes, they're baby goats.
Okay. They do they strike such amazingly entertaining poses that we do it with them? Is that why
actually,
it works?
You do yoga and they might jump on your back and give you a little tiny goat massage. Or they might, you know, come in and just play around you and they frolic. And yeah, you got to check it out. It's amazing. When I tell people that we have Charlie Parr and goat yoga, you know, they're as enthusiastic about goat yoga as they are Charlie. It is hilarious and fun. My sister and her whole family did it down in Minneapolis, and they literally said it was the funnest thing they had done, and they had never laughed so much, and they had the most amazing pictures.
Wow.
So you'll be able to check that out. And another new thing that we have this year, we have what we are calling an imagination station for kids. Because this is a family-friendly event, and we wanted kids to be able to do their own thing. So, you know, whoever's with them can check out the music and check out the marketplace.
Right.
And they can do kid things. So we have a group from the local area called the American Heritage Girls. And they and their leaders are setting up a huge tent. And they will be doing activities throughout the day.
Oh.
And all of the activities that they're doing are Finnish themed. So the kids are going to be able to learn about the Finnish history and the Finnish heritage in a really fun way. They are going to go home with even a tree to plant.
Oh.
because the little tiny pine trees that they can take home and plant, and just really focusing on different art. And they've got some Finnish stories to tell in a story circle. And there will also be music and dance. Oh. So they can run around and play games and do some art. And they can weave in and out of this area throughout the day and do a different fun thing that will be going on. And we even are kicking off some face painting this year for a couple hours, because it really is not a festival for kids without a little face painting.
No, that is for sure. Wow, that does sound like a full slate of activity for just about anybody. Just, it's hard to imagine missing this after hearing all this, Julie.
Now, there's one other thing I want to mention.
Okay. On and on.
I know, it really is amazing. There is so much to do.
Yeah.
We do have our heritage site, which mm-hmm. this is all about. And on the heritage site, we have a gorgeous museum. And we also have some original buildings. We have the John Pine House, which is a settler's home, which we have all decked out so you can see how they lived back in the day when they settled here. We have the original schoolhouse, and kids can check that out. We have that decked out with old books and the little desks. And we have a school marm that's hanging out in there for the day, you know, interacting with families, telling them what it was like to be at school. And we have tours going on with our site host. We have a lovely couple that comes and stays for the summer to open the site every day, and they will be leading tours throughout the heritage site.
And that's all right on site.
That's right on
site. Where
this
is
all right on site. And then a silent auction. So we have had so many generous donors. We have everything from goat yoga certificates, some pottery, things like that going on there, and just a lot of fun things to bid on.
Wow, what a full day. Do you have an estimate or a hope for how much money you raise for this? I mean, those timber frames are not cheap.
The timber frames are not cheap. You know, I would love to raise, oh gosh, I hate to throw a number out
there. Yeah, you don't have to throw a number out.
You know, we're just so blessed by how we do every year.
Yeah, yep. And I'm assuming it will take a few years to build up.
Yes, the timber frame, I believe, is, don't quote me on this because it's not my exact project, but around $30,000, I believe, for this permanent structure. And it's beautiful. I will be posting an architectural rendering on the site so people can see what I'm talking about on our website.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, hope everyone decides to make the trek up there the second weekend, Saturday in August.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Julie. Julie is the essentially the organizer of this event and Two Harbors resident. So it's really fun to have you back. Is there anything else?
No, I just can't wait to see all my friends there. Yeah. Everyone in the community, come on out.
Great. We'll see you there. And you take care until we see you next time.
You got it.
That was Julie Luxinger, organizer for the Tori Finland Festival, happening on August 12th.